It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Joins us about every other week right after the commission meeting, kind of give us some highlights of the meeting, maybe talk about some events that are coming up in Emery County, and then we always like to spotlight one department in Emery County that, you know, sometimes they're the unsung heroes, and we wanted to give them a little bit of a shout-out and let people know what they do and how much they are appreciated. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
So let's dive right in. First and foremost, how are things going in Emery County right now?
You know, good. We've had quite a bit of moisture recently, and things are going pretty good. We have had a little bit of loss. Some people passed away in our community that we've had. You know, it's kind of been a sad couple weeks. But overall, the community's coming together, and it's really nice to see our community support each other during hard times. So there's good and there's also bad, but it's good how we come together.
Most definitely, most definitely. And that's when you really find out, really, it's an overused cliche, I think, but you find out who your friends are, really.
Yep. Yep. And even people you don't know that are looking after you come and, you know, give you a pat on the shoulder during hard times. So it is. You're exactly right, Dave.
All right. So let's talk about some events that are coming up. I know there's one coming up on Friday there in Huntington. Let's talk about that, and then we'll get into the next one.
Yeah, there's a Valentine's activity at the Huntington Elementary, February 9th, Friday. It's open to the public. There are games and activities. Just kind of a fun Valentine's get-together for the community. So if you're interested in attending that would be great. It's in the evening. I believe it starts around 6.
Okay, so there's that one. And then the next one is coming up on February 21st, and this is a Chamber Lunch and Learn, and this is going to be very, very informative, it sounds like.
Yes, this is a good one. This is at the Emery County Castledale City Hall in Castledale. So this is the Lunch and Learn. They'll be talking about Social Security, Medicare, and then business transition from owner to next generation. So if you're looking at retiring or interested in those subjects, Wendy Favre and Roger Coyle will be there to present and answer any questions that you may have on those topics. So looking forward to that one.
And that's one thing we can always count on. None of us are getting any younger.
No, we're not.
So great information there. I'm assuming that you could call the chamber over there, the business chamber, and RSVP and those kinds of things?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So there was that coming up. And then, as I said, you like to take one department and kind of shine a light on them that maybe doesn't get a lot of credit for what they do, or maybe are some unsung heroes. And you've got one today that you were particularly wanting to talk about, and that is?
Yeah, you bet. It's our maintenance and cleaning staff. They just do a fantastic job keeping the offices clean. I mean, we come home and we come back to the office the next day and the garbage is out and the carpets are clean. We're also looking at doing some renovations to our current courthouse. And so Kyle and his staff, they've been amazing to not only keep it clean, but help with projects to help. We thought we'd save a little money instead of building a new courthouse. We'll renovate a little bit where we're currently at. So just wanted to give a shout out to their staff.
Doing great things. And yeah, you said they are definitely behind the scenes. They come in when you go home.
Yep. They come in when we go home and make sure that everything's nice for the public the next day.
All right. And so then let's wrap up by talking about the latest commission meeting. And it sounds like you had a lot of agenda items that needed some attention.
Yeah, we do. And I don't want to bore you with too many, but we did open bids for marketing and rebranding. We're looking at the brand Life Energized. We're an energy-producing county. and we also are recreation focused, so we felt like Life Energized would be a good slogan there. We talked about and had the youth from the Castle Country Classic Livestock Show present and ask for a donation. So this is a livestock show for Carbon and Emery youth that raise animals and show them. I've been to that event the last couple of years, and it's just fantastic. So we were able to donate to them. And then we had an approval letter, a support letter that we approved for aviation campus workforce development. This is at the Carbon County Airport. USU is looking to do classes on aviation and education. And we felt like a lot of our residents that may be interested in aviation could have that opportunity, so we wanted to support that project. And then the last thing we kind of touched on was the Emery County Fair. We had a few agenda items on that. That will be the last weekend in July, if you want to mark your calendars. We're going to have bounce houses and entertainment. It looks like we're paired up with the rodeo. And so we approved some activities for that event in July.
So it's coming fast and furious, which is okay. Not if you look outside right now, you don't think it's ever going to be spring or summer. But right. It is coming fast and furious, and it'll be fun to get out and have some fun the end of July there with the Emery County Fair. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time, as you always do. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you in another couple of weeks, okay?
All right. Appreciate you, Dave. See ya.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.